The report's cover page is titled in bold red and blue text, "Exposed, the World Congress of Families, an American organization exporting hate." The report, released this week by our friends at the Human Rights Campaign, lays out in stark terms the many ways this organization, the World Congress of Families, has successfully spread hate around the world and made life worse for LGBT people all around the globe. Joining me right now is the report's author, Rebecca Parks. Rebecca, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
What is the World Congress of Families, and where did they come from?
Well, the World Congress of Families frames themselves as sort of an umbrella group for international, they call themselves pro-family activists. We call them anti-LGBT and anti-women's rights activists. They've been around since about 1997, and they're based in Illinois, and their entire board and all of their staff are Americans, although they, again, fancy themselves as an international group. And what they do is every couple years they host large gatherings of people from all over the world to sort of strategize the next moves of the anti-LGBT movement mm-hmm. around the world.
I try my best to keep on top of organizations that we need to be watching. And honestly, I didn't know anything about World Congress of Families. Should I have known that?
No, I mean, they like to keep a fairly low profile here in the United States. They're pretty well known around the world. They've hosted, I think, six or seven of these major international conferences, but they've never had one in the United States. So it's not something that folks here at home are real familiar with.
I see. How do they do their work?
Well, they have connections with quite a few lawmakers and high-level policymakers in countries around the world, particularly in Russia and Eastern Europe, and they're able to go overseas and have meetings with these influential leaders and make suggestions to them about potential legislation they could pursue, such as the ban on LGBT propaganda that we saw pass in Russia last year.
Mm-hmm. They obviously associate with a lot of other groups and get endorsements from them. Tell us about some of the groups that think they're really good.
The World Congress of Families itself has a very small budget, and they have to rely on support from some of their partner organizations. And while you may not have heard of the World Congress itself, you've definitely heard of some of their partner organizations, which has included Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, the Alliance Defending Freedom, these major, major American extremist anti-LGBT groups.
So are they effective in their hate propaganda?
Yeah, we think that they have been effective, predominantly in Russia and Eastern Europe, where they've been working for a very long time. They collaborated with the author of that propaganda ban that passed in Russia last year, and they were very proud of the work that they've done. Their managing director called Vladimir Putin Christian savior to the world for passing these anti-LGBT and anti-women's rights laws.
Mm. Do they see themselves as a religion-based organization, or is it a political-based organization, or do they see themselves as both?
I would say both. They claim to represent a cross-section of faiths and religious groups, but they have been most strongly associated with conservative Catholic groups, conservative groups associated with the Mormon Church, and as well as some evangelical Protestant uh-huh. organizations, although they would say themselves that they are not a faith group, that they are an advocacy and a pro-family organization.
Mm-hmm. How are they most effective?
These are, you know, they're fairly marginal people here at home who don't have access to some of the halls of power in Washington or in their state capitals, but they're able to go overseas and just have these meetings with incredibly powerful people. You know, I mentioned the folks they met with in Russia, and then also in Africa, they've had longtime connections with the wife of the president of Uganda and the wife of the president of Nigeria, both countries where we have seen terrible anti-LGBT laws passed in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Why are they focusing on Russia now, and why have they been so welcomed there at a time when so many other Western influences are viewed with suspicion?
I think it's sort of a confluence of factors has resulted in the World Congress of Families being so influential in Russia. I think Vladimir Putin has really seen, as some of his popularity has waned in Russia, he's really turned to this sort of social policy and scapegoating of LGBT folks and other minorities as a means to shore up his support. And the mm-hmm. World Congress of Families has been helping him with that. And he's really trying to embrace the Orthodox Church and these sort of extreme conservative forces in his own country. And so it was an opportunity for groups like the World Congress of Families to come in and provide assistance with that. You know, they've had to themselves almost back away a little bit from Putin after the annexation of Crimea earlier mm-hmm. this year. They were planning to hold an event in Moscow this fall that they had to cancel because of all the sanctions that had been imposed by the United States and the EU on Russia. So they've had to backpedal from Putin a bit, although, of course, they still embrace his policies.
So the fact that they have probably contributed to his hold on power, they look at Putin as just another person to help them get what they want done on the ground. Is that right?
That's right. They've really embraced his sort of spiritual and moral outlook on Russia, and they see him as a kindred spirit.
Yeah. My sense is that there are a lot of people who, when you're talking about Russia, they still have a carryover of some old images related to communism and Stalinism and all of that.
We've actually seen the polling numbers in Russia moving in the wrong direction. Same-sex sexual activity was first decriminalized in Russia in the 90s. And throughout the 90s and the early 2000s, we saw growing acceptance of LGBT folks in Russia. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the last 10 years or so, we've actually seen the numbers move in the opposite direction. And now 78% of Russians consider homosexuality to be a sickness or some sort of moral mm-hmm. defect. And those numbers have moved aggressively in the last 10 years in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about their impact on Africa.
Sure. They've been holding events in Africa for at least the last 5 years. World Congress of Families have had several regional events in Nigeria, and Nigeria is really one of the hotbeds of anti-LGBT sentiment in Africa right now. Just earlier this year, they passed a law that could punish what they call aggravated homosexuality with up to life in prison. Mm. And the World Congress of Families and their representatives have been traveling to Africa and urging Nigeria and other nations to stand up to the sexual rights agenda of the West and really inflaming some of these tensions that we've seen explode in arrests and prosecutions and violence against LGBT people.
I want you to be as pointed as you want to be in what every listener should know that they can find in this report.
What you'll be able to find in this report is detailed information on where the World Congress of Families has been active around the world, where they're going to be in the next year, where some of their funding comes from, and what they've been telling leaders around the world about LGBT people.
When you, as with anything, look at the money trail, you find out a lot. What did you find out about their mission and tactics when you looked at the money trail?
Well, they're organized as a 501c3 organization, so the amount that you can find publicly about the money trail is somewhat limited. But we've found that although the World Congress of Families itself has such a small annual budget, you know, of less than $500,000, their partner organizations that are helping support them have an annual combined budget of about $216 million. So there's a tremendous reservoir of funds available for this kind of work that they're tapping into.
You know, I'm just astounded because what that translates to in other language is that people are contributing a lot of money to hate.
Yeah, yep. I think that's correct. And a lot of times, I'm not even sure people know when they donate to some of these groups that have been partners of the World Congress of Families, what it is that that money could be going to.
Our listeners tend to be not just listeners, but activists. Are there actions that Americans can take to oppose this kind of destructive and really even deadly activism in the name of religion and morality?
Absolutely. We are going to see next year the World Congress of Families in October of 2015 is hosting their first ever summit in the United States in Salt Lake City. And I think that's a real opportunity for activists to let them know that they're not welcome to hold these kind of hate conferences on American soil or anywhere, really, but particularly here at home. And we've seen a lot of success that activists have had recently. The World Congress is planning an event in Australia And we've seen Australian activists really take this report and other information about them and use it to shine a spotlight on who these folks are and let them know that they're not welcome to bring their message to Melbourne. We've seen groups like the World Congress of Families and other groups that are doing similar work really escalating their activity. I think a lot of people have the perception, and it's probably true, that we're winning the fight for LGBT equality here at home. You know, state after state after state is embracing marriage equality. And a lot of these people, as they're seeing victory slip away from them at home, are looking for opportunities overseas where they can go and have some more influence and have an effect. And so I think it's really important that people keep following these groups as they're traveling the world and spreading their anti-LGBT message.
Rebecca Parks is the author of a new report from the Human Rights Campaign titled Exposed, the World Congress of Families, an American Organization Exporting Hate. That report is available free of charge at www.hrc.org. Rebecca, this is scary stuff. Thank you for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.